Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Thank you for your awesome presence in our midst, Lord. Thank you. We bless your name. Psalm 91:16. We've been looking at areas, dimensions of life that God wants to increase us. In the first and second service, we look at a country. So I was not able to really handle. I took one in the first service, took one in the second service. In fact, the one I took in the second service, I just rhymed it with my rant. Increasing in strength. In the first service, we look at increasing in greatness. Second service, increasing in strength. Third service, let's see how far God can take us. God wants to increase the number of our years. Psalm 91, verse 16. Can we read together Psalm 91, 16? One to go with long life, I will satisfy him and show him. Can I lift your right hand and say, with long life, the Lord will satisfy me and every member of my family. And he will receive the salvation of the Lord. Can you pray for yourself? With long life, the Lord will satisfy me and I will receive his salvation in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. Long life with suffering is not satisfactory. Long life with begging is not satisfactory. When he says, with long life, I will satisfy him. The long life has a certain quality of life. And that's why on people's birthday, what do you tell them? LNNP. Live long and prosper. So, a long life that God wants to give you is a satisfactory long life. And that long life comes with prosperity. That long life comes with health. Of what essence is it? You know, some people have parents in old age that for the fact that it's an abomination, but in their heart, they just want God to take them away. Why? The person is old, is getting sick from one treatment to another. They see their parents going through pain and they are living long. I'm not sure it's a satisfactory long life. The kind of long life he wants to satisfy us with is long life in good health, in prosperity. I pray for everyone. Satisfactory long life. The Lord increase your years for that. In the name of Jesus. Do you know that it has been discovered that people are much more productive after they are 60, 65? So even though you might have retired, you are about to retire, you are planning retirement, or you retire, know that there is a burst of creativity after retirement. If I know this will come to my house, I will look for that size. Somebody did it. He mentioned big companies that were started by people after they were 60. Books that were written by people after they were 60. In fact, Peter Drucker, who is called the father of management, he wrote more books after he was 60 than he wrote books between the age of 0 and 60. And the books he wrote after 60 were classics. In the man's eye, it is retirement. In the eye of God, it's time to refire for the experience you have to make greater impact. So long life is not for you to cause problems. It's not for you to be idle. It's for you to be doing things for the kingdom of God. So whenever you think about long life, think about satisfactory long life. Long life with what? Good health, with prosperity, where you are creative, innovative, and making impact all around you. So, with long life, the Lord will satisfy you. In the name of Jesus. 1 Kings 3:14. 1 Kings 3:14. If you walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen. That means your life can be extended. It can be lengthened by the Lord. And we have a saga about a man that refused to die. Do you know that if you live your life well, to the benefit of others, you will not die young. Even if you die young, people will refuse you to die. That is the testimony of Dorcas. You know when Dorcas died, what happened? Everybody gathered and said, everybody can die, but this one, she must not die. The apostle was not in that city. They dispatched somebody to go and bring him quickly. And they came. When the apostle came, what did they were given? See the car he gave me. See the school fees he paid. See the house he gave. See what he did for me. She must not die. That alone brought up faith in the heart of the apostle. And said, if this is a testimony, this person must not die. See, asking for long life while others are asking you to die is a waste of time. You must have lived your life well. Everywhere that when everybody sees you, say, this woman, he must live long. This woman, with what he's doing in this church, he must, Father, if this woman dies, the pastor will be embarrassed. So don't let him die now. Let him have somebody else handed over to. When a person lives righteously and goodly, people refuse the person to die. How many people are praying for long life for you? You don't need to know, but it's a question. With the way you are living your life, are you sure people are remembering you and saying, he must not die? Some people can never lose their job. Some people can never be poor. Because some people are praying for them. Oh Lord, this man that has helped me, let him not lose his job. This man that has helped him, let him not be poor. This man that has remembered him, let him be remembered. This man that has helped me, let him not be embarrassed. Let him be satisfied with long life. When we live righteously, men pray for us and we live long. Are you living righteously? Are men praying at midnight, say, die, 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 die? Or they are praying during the day and say, live, 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 live. I ask that the Lord will satisfy you with long life in the name of Jesus. But please, let not people curse your old age. Let not people imagine evil things for you in your old age. Because some people will live long so that they will face the repercussion of their actions of the past. May that not be you. May you live longer to enjoy your labor in the Lord, to enjoy the blessings of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So listen, the Lord wants to lengthen your days. The Lord wants to increase your days. But how you live your life now will determine the quality of the life you have at your old age. Think about it. There's a man called Hezekiah. 2 Kings 20, let's take 5 to 6. The Lord sent Isaiah to him. And Isaiah said, put your house in order. Let's read from verse 1 so that we can read this in context. 1 to 6. In those days, Hezekiah became sick and was at the point of death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die, you shall not recover. And Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, now, O Lord, please remember. For Hezekiah, he was the one saying, remember. For Dorcas, everybody was saying, God, remember what he did. Remember, remember. Say, remember, I have walked before you in faithfulness. and with a whole heart. And I have done what is good. Because, sir, ma, how many of us can boldly say this? How many of us can how many of you at the point of death will say, I am not afraid to die now. I have lived my life for Christ. How many of us at the point of death can say, I cannot die now. Good life, righteousness has gone ahead of me. How many of us can say, I cannot die now because the kingdom of God still needs me? How many of us can say, I cannot die now because I have not fulfilled my purpose? God, what you told me I'm going to do, I have not done them. I cannot die now. And death say this, hey, an abnormal person, let me leave him alone. The man came and said, God, send a prophet. You are set your answer that you are dying. He said, oh Lord, now remember how I have walked before you in faithfulness with a whole heart, and I have done what is good in your sight. And he wept. He wept what? Bitterly. Verse 4. Look at verse 4. Read verse 4. I pray for everyone. May your Christ touch the heart of God. May your Christ touch the hand of God in the name of Jesus. And before Isaiah had gone out of the middle court. Who says the Lord doesn't answer quickly? He was still in the middle of the court. He has left the throne room. He was still in the palace. The word of God came immediately. How long did he pray? How long did God answer? The word came immediately. See, when you live holy and righteously, your prayers are answered faster than the speed of light. Faster than the speed of sound. He was still in the palace, in the middle court, when he heard that voice, go back. Go back. Before Isaiah had gone out of the middle of God, the word of God came to him. Verse 5 and 6. Turn back. I don't know the negative word or negative prophecy you have received. I have come with a different one to tell you, let there be a reversal of an evil word you have heard in your life. In the name of Jesus, every word of poverty, of reduction, any evil word you have heard at any point in your life, we come and we reverse those words now. In the name of Jesus. The same Isaiah came and said he would die. It was the same Isaiah that God sent. He said, turn back and sit with Hezekiah. So you see, if at that time he came to tell his guy, he will surely die. There were some people there and say, hey, whoa, and they ran away. And they were not there when Isaiah came back to say he will live. And they saw the king live. They said, ah, this man is a false prophet. Did God really talk to him? The Lord asked him to turn back. Every prophecy of judgment can be changed when we pray. Remember what I said, judgment. Because God, because mercy always prevails over judgment. Do not be like Eli. When the judgment of God came upon Eli, Eli heard it and said, you know, Eli sabi Bible too much. Say, ah, anything where God says he must do, he is God. Let him do as he please. But Hezekiah did not say so. He said, oh Lord, remember. And God had mercy upon him. I speak to everybody here. Whatever word has gone ahead of you contrary to your life, let mercy prevail over those words. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two. I pray for everyone here. Mercy. Let mercy speak for you. Let mercy prevail over every judgment in your life. In the name of Jesus. So he said, turn back and say to Hezekiah, say to Abiodun, say to Loki, say to Bemu, say to my daughter, turn back and say to Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father. Read the next word. Let me hear you. I have heard. I'm here to tell you that the Lord has heard your prayer. Let the Lord annul and nullify every negative word ever spoken against your life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, I have heard your prayers. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will do what? I will heal you. On the third day, you shall go to the house of the Lord. 6. On the third day, you shall go to... What will you go and do in the house of the Lord third day? What will he go and do now? It is not written there, but what do you think he will go and do?
Why would the Lord say on the third day, go to you, go, you go and celebrate, go and worship, you go and thank the Lord, you go and share your testimony? But there are many people in the faith that God keeps doing things for them. They have never thanked Him for one. They have never shared the testimony. Have you not seen somebody you have helped? The person is sick. You transfer 10,000 naira to him. He never said thank you. He never appreciated you. Now, 3 months after, the wife wants to deliver. He's not sending you test. Her wife wants to deliver. They have taken him to the hospital, her to the hospital. He's about to do something. Why is he sending you the test? That he is entitled. You have given before, come and give again. The last one we gave you, did you say thank you? Did you work for the person? Some people earn 50,000 in a month. Somebody gave you 10,000 out of it. That is how many weeks? That's a week's work. Out of 5 weeks of work, 1 week he went to work for you. Many people in this generation are too entitled. That is why people help them. They never help them again. Again. Never again. There are many people that their wives were giving to. They got home. They told the husband. The husband never responded. Even the ordinary test. Many people were, things were given to the husband. The wife never sent the test. Even an ordinary test. Ah, thank you. We appreciate you for what we have done. As far as they are concerned, it is their entitlement. Now, people have left you where you are. A man that is an ingrate never moves forward in life, never receives anything. He is always at the level. Everybody leaves them where they are. Ordinary, thank you. We thank you. Please, thank you. Everything. In this generation, the man don't do Abuja sins. After all, after everything I asked him, now only 10,000 he sent to me. You students and coppers, God help you. Maybe you don't do that in the past. You are serving now. And you will soon look for a job. You will get a job. You go see how he be. And my uncle, he Abuja. He's very, very crazy. You know they help anybody. You go see now. Ingrate all around. Jonsoke generation. Ingrate. They don't appreciate anybody. They don't do anything. They see their mind. They see everything. Now, enjoy yourself. Where are they, self? And the Lord said, I will add 15 years to him. But can I beg you? Whatever you ask God for an increase for, and He gives you, is a test. Beware. Do you know that the 15 years that God added to Hezekiah was the beginning of his trouble? And that was where he lost everything. In fact, it would have been easier for him to die and go. Within that last 15 years was when he gave birth to Manasseh. Within that last 15 years was when the king of Babylon came. And he showed everything in his palace to the king of Babylon. It is that 15 years that the word of God came and said, you have shown everything to Babylon. Babylon will take your children to captivity. When God gives you an increase, use it for God. It is a test. Increase in finances. Increase in years. Increase in wisdom. Whatever increase God gives you, use it for God. It is. It is. Are we in church? I ask that the Lord will increase us, increase our years. We'll live our years in good health. We'll live it in prosperity. We'll live our years making impact in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. If you are wasting these years now, why should we give you an increase? This one that you have in your youth, what are you using it for? What addition is he bringing to the kingdom? What impact is he making for Christ? Why must he increase it? Have you thought about it? Jesus died at 33. Why should you live beyond it? Jesus died at 33. Why must you live longer than that? People are looking away from me. Think about it. Long life is for a reason. It's for an impact. It's not for you to while away your time. It's not for you to waste time. It's not for you to sleep. It is not for
It is not for, which one is this? It's not for, I'm speaking sign language. People that everybody here, they know, except maybe one or two, they know this angle, except maybe two or three, they know this place, I'm not that sure. But behind the camera, they know this side like this, now Baba them, they here. They understand, except one or two. The adults, you can ask them what I've said, what I've done. They will explain it to you. If there's an increase, you want an increase in your life, and at this youthful age, all what you are using it for is a TikTok challenge. Why must he increase it? Your life is meant to be lived purposefully. When you don't live for purpose, there is no lengthening of your days. Except God wants you to be punished in your old age for some things you have done in your youthful days. Live your life with purpose. I ask for everybody here, any imagination of death over your life, let it be cancelled in the name of Jesus. Every expectation of death over your life, let it be cancelled in the name of Jesus. May the Lord satisfy you with long life in the name of Jesus. May he increase your age, increase your numbers in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let me quickly take two more. So, he wants to increase your years. Number two, he wants his word to increase. Acts 6:7. Can we all read together? And the word of God continued to increase. And the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. And a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. So this is like the word of God increased, and all the affairs, the madams, the sheikh, they started giving their lives to Christ. That is what he's saying. The priests of Judaism, all of them, they started giving their lives to Christ one after the other. Why? The word of God increased. Acts 12:24. Remember the first thing. Acts 12:24. The first one in Acts 6:7. The word of God increased. Now, let's read Acts 12:24 together. I want to go. But the word of God increased and did what? And multiplied. The word of God increased and it multiplied. Let's look at the third one. Look at the progression there. Acts 19:20. Okay, let's read together. So the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail. So the first scripture, the word of God increased. The second scripture, the word of God increased and multiplied. The third scripture, the word of God increased and prevailed mightily. Listen to me. Why you must understand this fact is the fact that God does not do anything apart from his word. If you need healing, the word of God concerning healing must increase in your life. That is how you enjoy healing. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the word of God is the foundation of everything spiritual for us as Christians. It's the foundation of increase for us. So if the word of God increases in a certain area of your life, there is increase in that certain area. If you want to increase in wealth, if the word of God increases concerning wealth, if you have a good understanding from the word of God concerning wealth, you will increase in wealth. When we say the word of God increases, we are saying the word of God has a headway. That the word of God was not stopped. After all, let's look at what the word of God will compare with. The Bible said the word is a seed. Do you know that if you plant a seed, no matter what, it must germinate. It cannot be stopped. If you like, put a rock on it there. Do you understand that? The word of God was called a hammer.
So if there is a rock, floods everywhere. Hammer is like bulldozer. It will bulldoze it.
The word of God cannot be stopped. The word of God, according to Ephesians 5:26, is like water. Have you seen anybody that has successfully blocked water before? Even a dam. When it comes to rain, what do they do? They open it for water to pass. Why? The water cannot be stopped. Do you know that if you like, go and build your house on the floodplain, water will always find its level. Do you know that the word of God will compare to fire? Have you seen anything stopping fire before? Fire will burn. Whatever it wants to burn.
Even the time of Elijah, when the fire came, it came upon the water. It licked the water first
and consumed other things. The word of God is unstoppable. If the word of God increases in your life, there is a tendency or there is a surety of increase in every other area of your life.
So if you need healing, what you need is the word of God and an increase in that word of healing for you.
Faith comes by hearing, and the hearing of the word of God. So if God wants to deal with a people, he takes away the word.
Please go with me. Amos 8.
11 to 12.
If God wants to deal with a people, he takes away the word. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will send what? A famine. Let's read together. One, two, go. Behold,
days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will send a famine on the land.
Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water. But what? But of hearing the words.
Are we not in that generation already? Verse 12. Look at verse 12.
Look at it. They will wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of God, but they shall not find it.
Have you not seen what's happening in the church? Many preaching without the word, many talking, many prophecy, things that are not dependent on the word of God anywhere. Everybody is showing their style. People are testing their grammar. People are testing their powers. People are doing different kind of things apart from the word of God. In fact, what I've discovered now is that when you say anything, people say deep. This is very deep. And look at it. What is deep? This is deep. A man will say something, you will say it's deep. You will read the word of God, you will never think it's deep. He will say something, you say it's logos. This one is rhema. In my time, it's rhema. We say this is rhema. This is rhema. But now they say this is deep. This is deep. A pastor's quote, somebody's quote is deep.
The word of God, they have never said it's deep.
They don't even come to church with Bible. If we say raise your Bible now, can we see? Oh yeah, yeah. This one, people will disappoint, people will disagree, Pastor. They will not raise anything. But at the end of the day, it is deep. It is deep. What are you comparing that deep with? The Bible says, deep calleth unto deep.
It is a word that is deep. What are you comparing that deep with?
This is deep, Pastor. This is deep, deep. But they don't know the word of God. There is scarcity of the word of God. And it's a judgment from God. 1 Samuel 3, verse 1. I want us to read together. 1 Samuel 3, verse 1. Look at it. Let's go. 1, 2, go. Now the young man Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. But look at it.
And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There were no frequent visions. No word.
When there is no word, what man says, people say it is deep. There is nothing deeper than the word of God, sir. Somebody just conjectures some things and speak grammar. Just come, this is very deep. It is a word of God. that is deep. I'm not saying people don't have word of wisdom. I'm not saying that. But there's nothing deeper than the word of God. When there is a reality and scarcity of the word of God, anything that looks like it looks deep. The word of God is the everlasting water that gushes out over and over. It's like a waterfall. It has no end. The more you search it, the more you don't find, the more you see something new. It is deeper and deeper and deeper. That is the word. Not the word of man. 2 Samuel. 1 Samuel 28:6. Let me just, maybe I should just stop on this word. 1 Samuel 28:6. The word. Look at this. 28:6. Let's read together. That is a punishment of the Lord when people don't listen to God. He takes away his word. And when he takes away his word, his move is not available. Can we read together? Look at what God did to Saul. Look at the time of Eli, what God did. Look at the life of Saul. Look at this. Let's go. And when Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him. Either by dreams, or by Urim, or by prophets. The word of God was silenced. Do you know that between the book of Malachi and Matthew, how many years? 400 years. There was no single thus says the Lord. There was no single prophecy. That was the time that the book of the Maccabees, Judith, that in the creative Bible were written. There was no single thus says the Lord. 400 years. When God is angry and he wants to punish his people, he takes away his word. But in this house, God wants his word to increase. And in your life, God wants his word to increase. I beg you, I've said it uncountable times this year. Anyone the devil wants to deal with, he takes away the word of God from him first. Anything keeping you away from the word of God is your number one enemy. If the word of God is not increasing in you, nothing increases in your life. Remember all those things we have told you that God wants you to increase in. Let me remind you of those things. Your spiritual life. Increase in wisdom. Increase in favor. Increase in wealth. Increase in the church. Increase in numbers. Increase in blessings. Increase in influence. Increase in authority. Increase in health. Increase in anointing. Increase in grace. Increase in greatness. Increase in strength. Increase in the number of years. None of them will happen without an increase in the word of God. None will happen without the word of God. You must increase in the word. Look at somebody beside you and tell him, you must increase in the word. Tell the person, let me hear you. Now, can I call three people out and we do memory verses? When I say one, you give memory, one memory verse, 1, 1, 1. Can we have five people? When I say two, you will give two, 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 two. Then we go. I say three, you give three, 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 three. And I say four, you do four. Then we'll be increasing. When I say five, you give five. When I say six, you must not quote where it is, but let us be a word. Can we do that? Anybody? Okay, Pastor, you did not give us advance notice. The devil does not give advance notice. When the devil came to attack Jesus, he didn't give an advance notice. But Jesus always had the word to say, it is written. Brethren, the word of God needs to increase in your life so that you might increase. When the word of God does not increase, you can never increase in anything. Anything you increase in without the word is superficial. When the sun comes, it will dry up. It will have no roots. Anything you increase in apart from the word of God is only for a time. It will soon disappoint you. Every increase must be based and be dependent on the word of God. Whatever you can't find its foundation in the word of God is ephemeral. It will soon disappear. Your glory, your honor, your increase, whatever name it is, must only be dependent on the word of God. Without that, it's a matter of time. It will crumble. Therefore, I ask that the God of increase will visit your family. He will visit your home in the name of Jesus. I will leave here with Amos 9:13. Give me in message. I will just read the scripture. I will not talk about it. Let's read ESV first. And we go to message. And I end here. Oh yeah, let's go. 1, 2, go. Okay. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper. You know the plowman. The plowman is one that prepared the ground for planting. But he's saying, when the person is preparing the ground, the person reaping, the harvest will be too much that he wouldn't have finished reaping when the person comes and says, I want to till the ground for planting. Okay, when we get to message, you understand it. Let's read it. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him who sowed the seed, the mountains shall drip sweet wine, and all the hills will flow with it. It looks a little bit difficult to understand. But let's have the message so that it will be very clear. Okay, let's go. Yes, I want to hear your voice. Okay, let's start again. 1, 2, go. The Lord wants to do quick works of increase. Lift your hands up. Note that Amos 9:13. The quick acts of God, the quick works of God, let them begin to happen in your family. Let them begin to happen in your business. Let them begin to happen concerning the work of your hands. Let them begin to happen concerning your ministry. Quick works, quick acts, quick works, quick acts in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Read it again as I sit down. Let's go. Yes. Yes, indeed. It won't be long. God's grace. Things are going to happen so fast. Your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of another. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere I look, blessings. Blessings like wine. Pouring off the mountains of and the hills. May the zeal of the Lord accomplish this in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR Audio Channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.